If you're like most men in our audience, you're committed to becoming the man, husband, father, and leader God called and created you to be. But the truth of the matter is, you struggle with either finding the time or knowing where to start. That's exactly why I created the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, to give you a step-by-step, easy-to-follow guide to spiritually leading your family, even if you're a new believer. Now, you can't buy the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, but you can get it for free by signing up for our free e-newsletter. By signing up, you will be notified anytime fresh content is added to my site, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date on the latest information. Now, to get your free copy of the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, just visit realmenconnect.com and simply enter your name and email address on the form on the page. So if you're tired of trying to figure it all out and fit it all in as the spiritual leader, provider, and protector of your family, don't miss your chance to discover how to be the man God called and created you to be. Sign up today at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are known by their actions, not their words, by their example, not their excuses. Now, we've all experienced it. You encounter someone or a situation and something on the inside of you tells you to do something right, but then another voice rationalizes why you should do something different or not do anything at all. And later on, when you look back, you wonder if what you did or didn't do was the right thing to do. Well, this morning I was reading in Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 25 through 37, about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, since it's short, I'd like to read it to you. This is out of the New American Standard Bible Translation. Check this out. And a lawyer stood up and put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And the lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But wishing to justify himself, the lawyer said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and told him a story and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him, and they went away leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest who was going down the same road, when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side as well. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion. And he came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on those wounds. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now on the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to the innkeeper, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' Now, Jesus asked, 'Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?' And the lawyer responded, 'The one who showed mercy toward him.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go and do the same.'" Now, before I share with you the lesson I received for this text and challenge you for the week, I need to give this story some context. See, there was a deep hatred between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Jews thought themselves to be better than the Samaritans because they considered themselves pure descendants of Abraham, not the Samaritans. So to the lawyer who questioned Jesus, he thought the Samaritan were probably the least likely to do the right thing in the situation, but the Samaritan did. Now let's quickly dive into this story and find out what we can learn about ourselves as men. Now it was obvious to me that the Samaritan did the right thing, and I'm sure it was to you as well. But it's not just about what he did for the wounded man, but rather his attitude towards the wounded man. See, sometimes we do the right things, but for the wrong reasons with the wrong attitude. And when that happens, no matter how good the deed is, in God's eyes, it's still wrong. As I read this parable for what seems like the 100th time as a Christian, I couldn't help but reflect and ask myself, what does this story say about me? Who am I most like in this story?
But as I continued to pray and study, I found a better question to ask was, what attitude do I normally adopt when I face a similar situation? You know, encountering someone who is helpless, hopeless, and even homeless. So I examined the attitudes of all the characters who encountered the man, even the lawyer who questioned Jesus. See, when the lawyer asked Jesus the question, "Who's my neighbor?" based on his motives in questioning Jesus, the Good Samaritan in the story was just a subject to discuss and talk about. Because being Jewish, he didn't even like Samaritans. Now to the robbers who wounded the man, they saw the man as being defenseless and someone who they could use and exploit. Now to the religious men, the priest and the Levite, who walked on the opposite side of the road when they saw the man, they saw the wounded man as just a problem to be avoided. Now even the innkeeper, who took the man into his place, saw the wounded man as just a customer he could serve for money. And then you have the Good Samaritan, who helped the man. He saw the wounded man as a human being who needed to be loved and cared for. But look at Jesus. He saw all of them in the story, including the lawyer, as wounded men who were all worth dying for, including you and me. Wow. After reading this parable, I wanted to find out which man was I and which attitude did I possess. And I found out that, to be totally honest, I've been all these men at one time or another. Now, no, I may not have robbed or abused a defenseless person physically, but I know I've at least done it verbally. I know I've been that religious man because I must confess, I've tried to avoid uncomfortable situations and people who've made me feel uncomfortable. Yes, I've even been that innkeeper where I've been willing to help someone in need, but oftentimes looking at what I can get out of it or what I can gain from it. I've even been the lawyer seeking knowledge from God, but not willing to apply my faith to my knowledge, just being content to have it in my head, but not in my heart. And I've even had some God days too, when I've actually been the Good Samaritan by extending grace and mercy to someone who felt helpless, hopeless, and even homeless, but definitely not as often as I should. So what about you? As a man of God, as a Christian, do your actions speak louder than your words? Does your work mirror your worship? Do you put feet to your faith? Do you love most those who have the least? Now, I think there are three lessons here in this parable. First, the lack of love is often easy to justify, even though it's never right. Two, our neighbor is anyone who's in need, regardless of their race, creed, denomination, or social background. And three, love means taking action to meet a person's need, where they are, not where you want them to be. Remember, real men are known by their actions, not their words, by their example, not their excuses. So that's the Real Men Check-In for today. I hope that it blessed you. Now, if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others because caring is sharing. And don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting there just for you. Also, you know, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners. And here's one of them that I received. Check this one out. This person writes, "Dr. Martin, your podcast has truly been life-changing. At the time when the world most needs positive and developmental teaching, you deliver with exceptional guests and perspectives that stimulate positive thought and mindset. I thank God for your heart and vision. Keep inspiring men to become the men God ordained for them to be." And that came from Pastor Roderick Ware, who I know personally. So thank you, Pastor Ware, for sharing that review. I really appreciate it. And guys, I try to do these every week and I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I may even read yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 or 45 seconds to go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up the charts in the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get the program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. We appreciate each and every listener and every time you share this podcast with another person and blessing them with it. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.